This week's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Jason Woodward, Extension Plant Pathologist for the Texas AgriLife Extension Service. Cut one, coming down in 3, 2, 1.
It was very much evident and very prolific in the cotton-producing areas of West Texas. However, we got into a culture of using resistant cultivars. And the use of those resistant cultivars reduced the populations of the pathogen in the soil, and subsequently we saw less and less disease developing in subsequent years. So we got away from the disease, we got away from using those resistant cultivars with the introduction of some of the newer cultivars that are commercially available. We saw a resurgence of the disease, and we're starting to see that more and more.
Cut two, coming down in 3, 2, 1.
Dr. Terry Wheeler is doing a phenomenal job of evaluating the varieties that are cultivars that are coming through the pipeline and seeing which ones do and do not have a fit with regard to managing this disease. We do have some resistant or tolerant varieties that do perform very well in fields that are infested with this pest. We're also looking at additional management practices that we can use to complement variety or cultivar selection with regard to verticillium, such as crop rotation and optimizing irrigation.
Cut three, coming down in 3, 2, 1.
Some of our newer areas where cotton has only been planted for the last 8 or 10 years, we're starting to see it show up there, but it's not as prolific as it is on the southern high plains. We can see some substantial yield reductions that lead to reduced yield directly, and then also reductions in the quality of the lint, which hits you pretty hard in the pocketbook with regard to the discounts on the lint value. We've seen reductions of several hundred dollars whenever we look at variety trials comparing susceptible versus tolerant or resistant cultivars.